DeepEnglish.com.
Darryl Davis is a black man who has made a name for himself befriending white supremacists. How did Darryl Davis make a name for himself? Darryl Davis made a name for himself befriending white supremacists. Davis learned about racism at a young age. What did Davis learn about? Davis learned about racism. Did he learn about racism when he was an old man? No, he did not learn about racism when he was an old man. He learned about racism at a young age. In 1968, the 10-year-old boy was marching in a Boy Scouts parade when people began throwing rocks and bottles at him. How old was Davis when he was marching in a Boy Scouts parade? Davis was 10 years old when he was marching in a Boy Scouts parade. What did people throw at him? People threw rocks and bottles at him. He thought that they must really hate the Boy Scouts until he realized none of the other boys was getting hit. What did he think? He thought that they must really hate the Boy Scouts. Were the other boys getting hit? No, none of the other boys was getting hit. Davis was the only black Boy Scout marching that day. Was Davis the only Boy Scout marching that day? No, Davis was not the only Boy Scout marching that day. Davis was the only black Boy Scout marching that day. When he got home, his parents explained that there were people in the world who hated him because of the color of his skin. Why did some people hate him? Some people hated him because of the color of his skin. From that day onward, he became fascinated with racism. What did he become fascinated with? He became fascinated with racism. Davis grew up to become a professional blues musician, and that's when his fascination became something else entirely. What did Davis grow up to become? Davis grew up to become a professional blues musician. It all started at a gig in 1983. When did it all start? It all started in 1983. He had just finished playing when a white musician approached and paid him a compliment. Who approached him? A white musician approached him. What did the white musician pay him? The white musician paid him a compliment. They hit it off, and the man told Davis something surprising. Did the man tell Davis something predictable? No, the man did not tell Davis something predictable. The man told Davis something surprising. He said he had never conversed with a black man before. What had he never done? He had never conversed with a black man before. When Davis asked why, he said he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. What was he a member of? He was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan, or KKK, is a white supremacy group that dates back to 1866. When does the Ku Klux Klan, or KKK, date back to? The Ku Klux Klan, or KKK, dates back to 1866. They are notorious for having terrorized and killed black people from the mid-19th century up until the mid-20th century. Who are they notorious for having terrorized and killed? They are notorious for having terrorized and killed black people. When did they do this? They did this from the mid-19th century up until the mid-20th century. Although the reviled group has drastically diminished in numbers, they are still alive in small pockets. Has the group grown in numbers? No, the group has not grown in numbers. The group has drastically diminished in numbers. Are they still alive? Yes, they are still alive in small pockets. Amazingly, Davis and the KKK member kept in touch and became friends, often meeting at Davis's gigs. Who did Davis become friends with? Davis became friends with the KKK member. Did they often meet at Davis's gigs? Yes, they often met at Davis's gigs. One day, Davis told him that he wanted to meet Roger Kelly, a leader of the KKK in Maryland, where they lived. Who did Davis want to meet? Davis wanted to meet Roger Kelly. Who was Roger Kelly? Roger Kelly was a leader of the KKK in Maryland. His friend warned him against it, saying that he would be killed. Did his friend warn him against it? Yes, his friend warned him against it. What did his friend say would happen? His friend said that he would be killed, but Davis had a question that he wanted to ask Kelly, and he wouldn't take no for an answer. What did Davis have? Davis had a question that he wanted to ask Kelly. He wanted to know how a person could hate someone that they didn't know. Did he want to know how a person could love someone that they didn't know? No, he did not want to know how a person could love someone that they didn't know. He wanted to know how a person could hate someone that they didn't know. Davis met with Kelly. Kelly brought an armed guard, and there were some very tense moments. Who met with Kelly? Davis met with Kelly. What did Kelly bring? Kelly brought an armed guard. Were there some very tense moments? Yes, there were some very tense moments. But after their conversation, Kelly shook Davis's hand and told him to stay in touch. Who shook Davis's hand? Kelly shook Davis's hand. What did Kelly tell him? Kelly told him to stay in touch. This surprised Davis. Who did this surprise? This surprised Davis. He hadn't expected to make another friend, but soon Kelly was visiting him at his house. Had he expected to make another friend? No, he hadn't expected to make another friend. Where was Kelly visiting him? Kelly was visiting him at his house. Davis soon befriended two other KKK leaders from Maryland. Who did Davis befriend? Davis befriended two other KKK leaders from Maryland. And when Kelly became the national leader of the KKK, Davis started going to their rallies. What did Kelly become? Kelly became the national leader of the KKK. Where did Davis start going? Davis started going to their rallies. He did this to learn about them and to allow them to learn about him. Why did he go to the KKK rallies? He went to the KKK rallies to learn about them and to allow them to learn about him. He thought that if they knew him and liked him, they would begin to question their beliefs. What did he think they would question? He thought they would question their beliefs, and if he challenged them respectfully, they might change their beliefs. Did he hope that they might maintain their beliefs? No, he did not hope they might maintain their beliefs. He hoped they might change their beliefs. It seems that Davis was right. Who was right? Davis was right. Eventually, Kelly and the other two KKK leaders in the state of Maryland quit the white supremacy group. Who quit the white supremacy group? Kelly and the two other KKK leaders in the state of Maryland quit the white supremacy group. Soon after the leaders quit, others followed suit. When did others follow suit? Others followed suit after the leaders quit. According to Davis, the KKK no longer exists in Maryland, and it happened because of his efforts. What no longer exists in Maryland? The KKK no longer exists in Maryland. According to Davis, did this happen because of his efforts? Yes, according to Davis, this happened because of his efforts. Of course, not everyone agrees with Davis's methods. Does everyone agree with Davis's methods? No, not everyone agrees with Davis's methods. In fact, many believe that he is hurting the cause more than he is helping it. What do many believe he is doing to the cause? Many believe that he is hurting the cause more than he is helping it. Some critics say that instead of helping bigots, he should be helping his own people. Who do some critics say that he should be helping? Some critics say that he should be helping his own people. They believe that he is sitting down with the enemy and giving racists tacit approval by befriending them. Do they believe that he is sitting down with friends? No, they do not believe that he is sitting down with friends. They believe that he is sitting down with the enemy. Who is being given tacit approval? Racists are being given tacit approval. They say it allows racists to justify their beliefs and see themselves as reasonable. Do they say it allows racists to see themselves as reasonable? Yes, they say it allows racists to see themselves as reasonable. Even so, Davis is sticking to his guns. What is he doing? He is sticking to his guns. He believes that the best way to work through an issue is to talk about it openly and honestly. Does he believe that issues should be kept quiet? No, he doesn't believe that issues should be kept quiet. He believes issues should be talked about openly and honestly. He claims to be responsible for changing the hearts of 200 white supremacists, so he must be doing something right. How many white supremacists were changed? 200 white supremacists were changed. Does Davis claim to be responsible? Yes, Davis claims to be responsible.